You know what was on the jukebox in the front. Now Matt the Cat's gonna show you what was on the juke in the back.
Hey there, Hep Cats and Crazy Kittens, I'm Matt the Cat, your jukebox operator, bringing you another Juke in the Back, 1940s and 50s rhythm and blues. It's the soul that came before rock and roll. And for the next hour, we're going to spotlight one of the most underrated rhythm and blues backing bands in history, the Griffin Brothers, Buddy and Jimmy. Jimmy played trombone and Buddy played piano. You may not know them by name, but you certainly know a couple of the hit records they recorded, like Weepin' and Cryin', which hit number one in early 1952, featuring Tommy Brown on vocals. They also scored several hits with female vocalist Margie Day. I'm gonna turn the R&B spotlight on bright to highlight the Griffin Brothers in just a couple of minutes here on the Juke in the Back. But first, let's take a few requests hot off the Juke in the Back hotline. You know, if there's a rhythm and blues record you just gotta hear, you can always phone me up at Rosie's Juke Joint. The number is 812-JUKE-MTC. That's 812-585-3682. Let's go to the phones. Hello?
Hi, Matt the Cat. This is Adam from Montreal, Canada. I just wanted to congratulate you on 15 incredible years of sharing amazing music with the world. I'd like to request a special song for my wonderful girlfriend, Olivia, who's celebrating her birthday soon. The Glory of Love by the Five Keys. Olivia, I love you. Happy birthday.
You've got to give a little, take a little, and let your boy. That's the glory of love. You've got to laugh a little, cry a little, and let the clouds roll by a little. That's the story of. That's the glory of love. As long as there's the two of us, we've got this world and all of its chance. But when this world of love. And when the world is through with us, we'll have each other's arms. Well, you've got to win a little, the glory of love, the glory
Hey, Matt, it's Todd in St. Louis. I've been listening to Juke in the Backs for 15 years, and I listen to it on Spotify, and I wanted to request my favorite blues shouter, Wynonie Harris, Lovin' Machine. Thanks and congratulations on 15 years and for changing my life. Amen.
Yes, it's real gone. Gave you my loving, you know what I mean. Feel so bad, I built a loving machine. After my house, I'll show you what I mean. Well, I just got wise and built me a loving machine. Well, you put a nickel in a slot, you hear some buzzing, kisses while they're hot, 5 cents a dozen, up to my house, I've got something you've never seen. Well, I got hip to the tip and built me a loving machine. Well, you pull your lever on the right, two arms jump out, wrap all around you and make you scream and shout, up to my house, I've got something you've never seen. I've just built me a brand new loving machine. Drop a nickel in. Up to my house, I've got something you've never seen. I got wise to myself and built me a loving machine. Well, it will love you all day. If you feel run down, you don't have to worry. Run all over town. When my machine finishes, that ain't all. Out comes a bottle of Hattie Call. Up to my house, try my loving machine. Well, after 24 hours, you'll know just what I mean.
Wynonie, Mr. Blues, Harris, 1951. Lovin' Machine going out to Todd in St. Louis. And it's interesting that both requests this week are from 1951. Before that, The Five Keys and The Beautiful Glory of Love. Going out to Olivia from Adam in Montreal.
I'm Matt the Cat, where it's at, and this is Juke in the Back, 1940s and 50s rhythm and blues. These are the building blocks of early rock and roll. This week's show features a great rhythm and blues combo, never gets the respect they deserve. They're the Griffin Brothers, and they scored a big number one record in early 1952 with Weepin' and Cryin'. But before all that, brothers Jimmy Griffin on trombone and Ernest Buddy Griffin on piano formed their first band in their hometown of Norfolk, Virginia. The original group featured Wilbur Dyer on alto saxophone, Virgil Wilson on tenor sax, Jimmy Reeves on bass, and Emmett Nab Shields on the tubs. They got their start playing the beach clubs of the Carolinas and Virginia, and then moved on up to Washington, D.C., which became their home base. While they were on tour in early 1950, they hooked up with blues shouter Roy Brown, who asked them to back him on an April session. The song that they backed him on, Hard Luck Blues, ended up going to number one nationally in August of 1950. This is the record that established the Griffin Brothers as one of the top rhythm and blues backing groups in the country. The band is really tight on this record, and when you listen to the dramatic horns, especially at the end, you can definitely tell it's them when you compare it to some of the records I'm going to play under their own name. So let's kick off this spotlight on the Griffin Brothers with Roy Brown's number one smash. Here's Hard Luck Blues on the Juke in the Back and the soul that came before rock and roll.
Well, rocks is my pillow. The cold ground is my bed.
I got 1 pair of shoes. Don't even have a change of clothes. I got 1 pair of shoes. Don't even have a change of clothes.
Why don't you change?
The Griffin Brothers, this week's Juke in the Back feature, with Margie Day on lead vocals and their very first single as a solo group, Street Walkin' Daddy. That was issued in late 1950 by Dot Records, a brand new label formed in Gallatin, Tennessee by record store owner Randy Wood. He owned Randy's Record Mart, a big mail order sponsor on WLAC in Nashville. Dot Records was one of those little independents that sprouted up to feature the music that was not being serviced by the major labels, like hillbilly music, gospel, and of course, rhythm and blues. Randy Wood would eventually sell the label to Paramount Pictures. This early Dot release hit number 7 on the national R&B charts and established the Griffin Brothers as a national recording act. Now, the lead vocalist on that record, Margie Day, who was born with the name Margaret Hoffler, grew up in Norfolk, Virginia, the same hometown as the Griffin Brothers. She got her first record release in 1947 with a vocal group called Four Bars and a Melody. The song Near You was issued on the Savoy label. In 1950, she was approached by the Griffin Brothers and asked to join the group. Margie Day would appear on most of the Griffin Brothers' hits before leaving the group in early 1953. But let's not forget, even though most of their hits featured her or Tommy Brown on lead vocals, the Griffin Brothers were still a top-notch R&B instrumental group. So let's flip their first single, Streetwalkin' Daddy, over to listen to a smokin' instrumental called Riffin' with Griffin. Here are the Griffin Brothers, the feature this week on the Juke in the Back, highlighting the soul that came before rock and roll. Generous support for Juke in the Back provided by weekly sustainers Janice Stenhouse, Robert Stallworth, Barry from San Diego, Mr. Lee, David Ayers, Thomas Huber, Joe Metzger, Bernie Rossman, Barry from Riverside, Arnold and Linda Rosenberg, Charles Liebman, Ken Farger, Gail Kuntz, Mark and Marion McAlpine,
Glenn Dicker, and contributors Derek Justman. Thank you for your support. More information at jukeinthebag.org.
You're listening to The Juke in the Back with Matt the Cat.
Rooster, released as Margie Day with the Griffin Brothers on the Dot label at the tail end of 1951. By February of 52, it had reached number 5 on the national R&B charts. Man, that tune is jumpin', and it exemplifies early 50s rhythm and blues. Little Red Rooster. Of course, it's different than the Willie Dixon penned Little Red Rooster that was made famous by Howlin' Wolf. Different, yes, but no less extraordinary. Up next, another up-tempo number from this very underrated backing group and this extremely underrated female vocalist. It's the Griffin Brothers featuring Margie Day, the feature this week on The Juke in the Back. Here's Sadie Green.
Yeah. cause I sing them both night and day. I'm gonna keep on singing, baby, until you come back home to stay. Because the blues, yes, the blues have got me, and I just can't put them down. Because when you left me, baby, you said you were big city bound. Well, tra-la-la-la. Far away. If you don't see me no more, baby, please meet me on Judgment Day.
The Griffin Brothers, featuring Tommy Brown as lead vocalist on that one. Recorded in June of 1951, issued on Dot Records, it reached number 7 on the national charts. That's Tra-La-La, heavily based on Champion Jack Dupree's Junkers Blues from 1941. Also, I hear a bit of Fats Domino's The Fat Man from 1950 in there as well. Unfortunately, the Atlanta-born Tommy Brown is kind of a forgotten blues shouter these days. But in the early 1950s, he scored a few hits with the Griffin Brothers. Brown is probably best remembered today for his 1949 classic, Atlanta Boogie, which was issued on Regent Records in 1949. We'll hear that later on in the show. At this time, there were some personnel changes going on within the Griffin Brothers Orchestra. Wilson, Reeves, and Shields were out of the group, and they were replaced by the great, noble, thin man Watts on tenor sax, Wilbur Little on bass, and Belton Evans on drums. It's hard to imagine it today, since the Griffin Brothers are unfortunately all but forgotten in R&B circles, but back in 1951 and 52, they were one hot touring act, touring the country with Amos Milburn, Paul Hucklebuck Williams, and Floyd Dixon, just to name a few. Let's take the tune you just heard, Tra-La-La, and flip it over. We find another great jumpin' Griffin Brothers instrumental on the flip side. And the flip side charted, topping out at number 8. Here's Hoppin' as we feature the Griffin Brothers, this week on the Juke in the Back, highlighting the soul that came before rock and roll.
Mm-hmm. my breakfast. Lord, and put coffee in my hair. Well, I threw out my breakfast. Lord, and put coffee in my hair. When I reached out in the bed beside me, Lord, my woman wasn't there. Well, 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 well.
And Crying, the Griffin Brothers Orchestra featuring Tommy Brown. Dot Records issued it in December of 1951, and it became the first number one hit of 1952, topping the charts on January 12th and remaining there for three solid weeks. What's crazy is that before Weepin' and Cryin' even reached the top of the charts, Dot Records had already issued a follow-up called Pretty Baby with Margie Day back on vocals. With Weepin' and Cryin' being such a huge hit, I think any record released right after it would have been a hit as well. And this one was. Pretty Baby went to number 10 in February of 52. Here's this week's Juke in the Back Artist Spotlight on the Griffin Brothers, featuring Margie Day with Pretty Baby. Oh, and the male voice you hear singing with Margie Day, well, that's trombonist Jimmy Griffin.
Pretty baby, somebody's been
I have to volunteer. Because we can't get along, so why should we hang around here?
Now it's time for the Great 78, where we take a thick piece of shellac and hearken back to a time when 78 RPM records were king. This week we're featuring the Griffin Brothers, and I'd like to take their number one smash from early 1952, Weepin' and Cryin', featuring Tommy Brown on lead vocal, and flip it over. The flip side, Shufflebug, is another fantastic Griffin Brothers instrumental. So let's dig on Shufflebug by the Griffin Brothers, this week's Great 78.
You're listening to The Juke in the Back with Matt the Cat.
Don't want me to have it, 'cause you keep it in a grocery sack.
Margie Day, solo, without the Griffin Brothers. 1953, that was issued on Decca Records. See, Margie had left the Griffin Brothers to pursue a solo career in early 1953. Decca Records signed her up because they were trying to expand their roster into the rhythm and blues field. Snatching It Back, that's a smoking little number, and Margie sounds better than ever. She wouldn't score a hit without the Griffin Brothers, and by 1953, the Griffin Brothers themselves had stopped scoring hits. They were still a great live act and were selling out venues across the country, but their hit-making days were over. Since I'm not only featuring the Griffin Brothers this week, but also Margie Day and Tommy Brown, I'd like to play Tommy Brown's most influential record. It was released on the Regent label, which was a subsidiary of Savoy Records, in 1949. Called Atlanta Boogie. And of course, Tommy Brown hails from the great city of Atlanta. So cats and kittens, let's dig this underrated blues shouter. Here's Tommy Brown and his orchestra with Atlanta Boogie, 1949.
Well, at last. song.
Buddy and Claudia with I Wanna Hug Ya, Kiss Ya, Squeeze Ya. Released on Chess Records in 1955. Of course, that's Buddy Griffin, the pianist from the Griffin Brothers, and Claudia Swan. They would eventually marry, but that's what Buddy was doing after the Griffin Brothers broke up. He had a few singles for the Chess label. That one doing very well, charting in at number 14 on the R&B lists. His brother Jimmy, the trombonist, didn't do quite as well. He did get a recording contract with Adco Records, but he never scored a hit on his own. We're going to close the show down with a Jimmy Griffin solo record, bringing my feature this week on the Griffin Brothers full circle. Here's a group that was at the top of their R&B game back in the early 1950s, scoring a number one hit in early 52 with Weepin' and Cryin'. But as the music began to change and move towards the youth market, big rhythm and blues orchestras started to become relics. And unfortunately, the Griffin Brothers were left behind. But man, from 1950 to 1952, they were rockin'. I hope you enjoyed this week's feature on the Griffin Brothers. For more information, please drop by jukeintheback.org. And remember, until next time, soul is a feeling. You'll get that feeling each week on your source for 1940s and 50s rhythm and blues, The Juke in the Back. Now let's close with trombonist Jimmy Griffin singing on this Atco single from 1956. Here's Somebody Take Me. I'm Matt the Cat, and I'll catch you next week on The Juke in the Back. Have a great week, everybody. Keep on grinning and keep those records spinning.
Somebody take me.
Whiskey and the women have all gone home. Thanks for dropping by. Feel free to let Matt the Cat know if you dug the show. Email him at mattthecat@mattthecat.com. Juke in the Back is recorded at Rosie's Juke Joint, located at the Stepping Stone Inn in Salem, Massachusetts. For more information, please visit jukeintheback.org. I'm Miss Rosie. See you next time on The Juke in the Back.